Don't move, just leave your Darla with ears on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now with ears on a tip.
Morgan for Monitor. If I could, I'd give you the call of the wild, but I can't. No matter. You'll hear the real thing in about 3 minutes on Monitor Outdoors. Meantime, back at the Happiness Farm, old Nino.
Lay some happiness on me, so the bright sun you'll see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Tell me I'm great, and I'll be greater. Fill me up and I'll fly. Love me now and I'll be glad later. Tell your troubles goodbye.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you'll see. No more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Tomorrow, we got some living to do.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you'll see. No more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Call me up and I'll speak flatter. Honey, let's kiss me too. A good, good lover makes a bad, bad fighter, and I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me. Lay some happiness on me, so the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. In a moment, Kurt Gowdy and his guest, a man who's made a hobby of collecting wildlife sounds. First, Kurt for Zebco.
Did you ever think you'd like to own a camper? I have. Well, why not win one? You might if you see your Zebco dealer right away. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup with a glove compartment full of cash. $2,500 cash is the grand prize in Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes. Or you could win a 16-foot fiberglass outboard boat and Mercury motor, or any one of 2,500 other great prizes. As I said, just stop by your Zepco dealer, fill out an entry blank, no purchase is necessary. But while you're there, you'll want to see his 1967 lineup of Zepco balanced fishing tackle, the all-new Cardinal spinning reels by the Swedish craftsman of Abu, and the Redhead lines of outdoor sporting equipment. They're all products of Zebco, which means outstanding features, fine craftsmanship, and rugged dependability. Enter the Zebco $25,000 sports stakes now. Void where prohibited by law. Since I'm not eligible, I hope you win. And remember, nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Now, let's join Kurt Gowdy and his guest, Bill Colby, camping editor of Outdoor Life.
Bill, you brought me in a tape with some of these natural sounds.
That's
and,
right.
We have millions listening across America. Maybe they've never heard some of these sounds of these animals. And let's see if they can identify some. If they haven't, this will be the first time they've ever heard them.
Fine.
All right, here we go.
That's the howl of coyotes. You don't really hear that on Fifth Avenue very often, but you do hear it out west. You'd never guess what that is, Kurt. At least probably you would, but a lot of people wouldn't. That's a bull moose.
Is he mad?
No, he was just calling. Sounds like he might have been in the That's not a penny whistle. That's the bugle of the boy elk.
really beautiful.
Thing. Yeah. Couldn't help those birds in there. They were building too. Yeah. Now you'll hear the answer. This one I always like to hear because that means the spring is just around the corner. That's the little spring peeper. They're little tiny frogs about 3/4 inch long, and they start bellowing like this every spring.
They really peep, don't they?
They sure do. Always a good sign to hear those. It sure would. That's a good old bullfrog.
They say he's got a bullfrog voice. You know what you mean.
That's what they mean. That's a loon.
Boy, that's a lonely cry.
That's a lonely cry. Late at night.
I heard that up in the Abbey.
Yeah. I taped these up in Canada, up in the Montreal Park. We used to try to catch these paddling after them with a canoe. They always came up the wrong place. Now, this last one is a pack of wolves. And I think it's the wildest music in the world.
It's a purple cry. Listen.
Here's the goose pickle still. I've heard it 100 times. The next one is the old pack master. He's really got a voice.
Quite a hobby. Bill Colby, the camping editor of Outdoor Life. Thanks a lot, Bill, for letting us listen to some of these unique sounds.
Thanks, Kurt. I enjoyed it.
And this is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. Every once in a while, somebody says, sure, a Mercury outboard's fast, but it won't last. Just isn't true. Sure, Mercs are built to perform. They've won more races and set more speed and endurance records than all other outboards put together. But Mercury also builds the world's most reliable outboards. Otherwise, how could they ever have finished all those races? See all 9 quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. Later in the day on Monitor Outdoors, tips on how to plan your next fishing trip. You are on the Monitor Beacon.
How'd you like to double your pleasure today? Yes, you can, because it's double burger time at Wetson's, the hamburger drive-in restaurant. And here's how. Go to Wetson today and ask for Wetson's double burger. That's 2 delicious burgers on 1 toasted hamburger roll. A man-sized meal in itself. And at discount prices, no less. Mmm, love that hamburger. And listen to this. Wetson's uses only U.S. government-inspected all beef in their hamburgers. What a delicious treat. And it's garnished to a taste-tingling perfection. Mmm, love that hamburger. Wetson's proudly proclaims that they buy only the best food and prepare it with tender care for your eating pleasure. And the price of Wetson's regular hamburger is still only 15 cents. Don't forget, it's double burger time at Wetson's. Double your pleasure today. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Glen Cove, Long Island, a Wetson's is located on Glen Street next to the Town Theater. In Brightwater, Long Island, there's a Wetson's on Sunrise Highway, corner of Pine Drive. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Understand the state of New Jersey has started special driving classes for motorists between the ages of 60 and 90. Lady who came to class with her husband the other day said she joined because she wanted to be a better backseat driver. Monitor music by Gogi Grant, her latest. It's called The Sea.
My man is a handsome sailing man. The captain of his crew. He goes with the sea to distant lands and he stays a year or two. I have his name, I wear his ring, but I found from the start, though I keep my vows and keep his house, the she-sea keeps his heart. Oh, the sea, the she-devil sea, my lover loves her better than me. By the sea, the she-devil sea. times when he's sleeping in my arms, I hear the jealousy raging and wild. She raves and storms because he's here with me. And as he wakes, I kiss his lips, and his desire I stir. But with the dawn, he'll soon be gone, and he'll go back to her, to the sea.
Here's something perhaps you don't know. Colleges in this country cannot finance their operations with student tuitions. Actually, tuitions pay only about a third of the bill. To keep quality in education, colleges must depend on voluntary support. Gifts from graduates, business foundations, friends. Give to the college of your choice.
Time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The summer was golden, their love young and new. His bold arms, her rendezvous. Now leaves have fallen and tears fill her eyes. His warm lips a memory as she sighs.
Time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The snow's come and gone now, and still they're apart. How empty her yearning heart. But brings its promise, and old memories burn. While she dreams, with summer he'll return. Time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song. Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. Maybe time will bring you back to me.
New ballad by Ed Ames, Time. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's carpets. Here's Arlene.
One of the leading women's magazines offers this advice. Here's a tip on what to do with a paintbrush that is hardened because of improper cleaning. Throw it out. That unhandy home hint is from a new column called Poor Woman's Almanac. In 1 minute, my guest will be the poor woman who writes it. There is a whole new world of liveliness in carpets, And it comes to you from Lee's. Lee's new big, fat, thick Charlestown carpet. You know that soft, springy feeling most new carpets have? Well, Lee's Charlestown stays springy because it's made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, fancier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Lee's Charlestown, the thick, fat, roly-poly carpet made with Orlon 33 for lasting liveliness. For a lot of good, down-to-earth reasons, those heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
A new column in the Ladies' Home Journal called Poor Woman's Almanac has these bits of advice for homemakers. Only a perfectionist dusts the guest room when she doesn't have company coming. It's easier to move than have an apartment painted. A woman whose home is always ready for unexpected company will be too tired to entertain anyhow. Well, the writer of this impractical, unhandy column is Beryl Fizer, who once also wrote for an NBC program of mine, The Home Show. Beryl, dear...
I was happy to be here.
Why are you giving all this bad advice?
Well, it seems to me that women get enough good advice to last them maybe for the next century. It seems to me every time you turn around that someone's telling you how to live your life, how to raise your children, how to enjoy sex, how to change a light bulb. I mean, I just think there are some things that you don't need advice for, maybe.
Well, where do you ever get these unhandy home hints and your non-advice?
One thing I have that helps is that I'm naturally unhandy. Whatever I do just doesn't seem to work out. For instance, every spring I plant the Easter azalea outdoors, and this spring, as usual, I thought I was doing it at the right time, and the next night we had a frost.
Maybe you're just all thumbs and none of them are green. You've said that there aren't enough handy home hints in the world to use up your collection of old nylons and empty coffee cans. Why save them all if you're so unhandy?
Well, you know, that goes back to your show, The Home Show, which I wrote for and enjoyed for 4 years. And you remember that on that show, we had a woman who was an occasional editor, and she did features on what to do with wire coat hangers.
Dorsey Connors,
right. And ever since then, I have not been able to throw away wire coat hangers because she said all these wonderful things you could do with them. She made lampshades, she made furniture. She knew how to make everything, even money, out of them because she wrote a book called How to Make Things Out of Wire Coat Hangers. But I have never been able to discover anything that I could make out of them except a terrible mess in my hall closet where they're all tangled up.
Wire coat hangers isn't your best subject, I guess. Did you have any luck with any of the home hints we gave you on The Home Show?
Not too good, no. Even Hugh Downs, who's pretty well known as a handyman, and probably this is the only time he was ever wrong, at least the only time I know he was ever wrong, once gave the tip that when you're hammering a nail into the wall to hang a picture, I suppose this is the original handy home tip, you put a crisscross of cellophane tape on the wall, and then you hammer in the nail. Mm. And this is supposed to keep the plaster from cracking. Well, it doesn't keep the plaster from cracking. It just keeps the cracked plaster from falling down on the floor. And then when you go to paint the wall and you take the tape off the wall, half the wall falls down. Then.
Beryl Fizer, I think you'd better call in a repairman if you want anything to work right in your home. But remember this advice from your column, The Poor Woman's Almanac, in the Ladies' Home Journal. It takes a heap of living to make a house a home. A heap of money doesn't hurt either. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Now, did I mention that Lee's now has 5 different carpet textures made from pile of springy Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont? Well, these are carpet textures that you can't appreciate till you see and touch them.
Springier, fancier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier, springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
These 5, all made with Orlon 33 acrylic, are just 5 more heavenly carpets by Lee's.
Listen again next weekend when Orlon 33 from DuPont and James Lee's Carpets present Arlene Francis.
Thank you.
marimba. H. Morgan for Monitor, continuing after a short break on NBC stations coast to coast, one of which is KXLF, Butte, Montana.
This is Monitor with the sounds of spring in the air on the NBC Radio Network.
Radio Agogo. That's Monitor. You can take us with you wherever you go. Fellow once claimed he'd made an earth-shaking discovery for motorists. He said he could make instant gasoline from a pill no bigger than an aspirin tablet. And a large corporation almost bought the idea, but the secret formula turned out to be a swindle. Now, our guest in the coming minutes is the author of a book about some of the most ingenious con games of all time.
Walking in the sunshine, sang a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. La 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 dee-o. Whether the weather be rain or snow, pretending can make it real. A snowy pasture, a green and grassy field. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. La 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 dee oh. Whether the weather be rain or snow, pretending can make it real. A snowy pasture, a green and grassy field. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song.
Roger Miller on Monitor. Next, At Home with Hugh Downs. Brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, the people with the bold look for 67.
We want to survey some of the newest tourist attractions that will be open this year in various areas of the country. We'll talk more about that in 1 minute. First, this from Kohler of Kohler.
Like to give your bathroom a bright new look? It's easy. Go with a bold look, the bold look of Kohler 67. For instance, there's Kohler's new Go With color, avocado, a warm and wonderful green, now available in a full line of plumbing fixtures for bathrooms and kitchens. Or you can replace your old wash basin with a Kohler Accent Color lavatory. Choose any of five sprightly colors to give your bathroom a bold, bright note of contrast. Another idea, dress up your tub and lavatory with Kohler's new flare fittings, handles and faucets of diamond bright acrylic and gleaming brass. Elegant flare fittings, white, amber, charcoal, or clear, add the crowning touch to any bathroom scheme. For other bold look ideas, just write to Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, Department 1, Kohler, Wisconsin. Once again, Hugh Downs with his guest, Carol Lane, Women's Travel Director for the Shell Oil Company.
Miss Lane, let's start with the Southwest. Of course, that's a traditionally glamorous part of our country.
I've been trying to think of something unusual out there, something different, something that people haven't heard about, and I can't think of anything except possibly taking that wonderful little narrow-gauge railroad from Durango up to Silverton.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And, of course, I have a suggestion. Don't worry about your clothes. If they're dirty, better still. Keep the dirty ones on because you'll be covered with these little cinders
the
when you get home.
Anything in the mountain states that might be different from what we know about?
Well, I think all of us, Hugh, think in terms of Colorado and probably the little ghost towns that you find in this area. And, of course, I've visited quite a number of them. I think that I've talked to a number of people, and I myself drove it all alone. The Gold Camp Road, which is right in back of the Broadmoor Hotel down around Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And it's magnificent. For scenery, what can I say? What can I say? Just go and see.
Now, on the West Coast, of course, there's an awful lot out there that is well known. And for people who may have seen
Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and you name it. But I think also one of the things that people frequently forget, perhaps it's because you don't associate with, there's something to see, and that's Forest Lawn Memorial Park. My reason for saying that is that you have Jan Steikes, the crucifixion, which to me was one of the most beautiful things in the world.
Yes, I've never been there. I've heard that Forest Lawn is really worth seeing. I've been out to the coast many times. I've never saw it.
Along with that, they also have a beautiful sculpture there, the mm-hmm. Mystery of Life, which is something to see also. And then you have a replica of David.
Of the Michelangelo David.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a strong trend toward historical recreations. People seem to be getting more interested in the history of the country.
Yes, they are, through the various tours the American Petroleum Institute is putting out. And, of course, a lot of the states are doing this. That's through your various heritage tours, mm-hmm. like the New England Heritage Trail, the Lincoln Heritage Trail, you have the Dixieland Trail, the Hiawatha Pioneer Trail.
I even heard of people following the trail of Lewis and Clark. You know,
I was just going to say that that's the newest one.
It's a marvel.
And that's the only one that is sponsored by the government, because it takes 11 states.
That's
and
a long
you
trek,
have to right now you have to contact 11 governors for a little bit more information.
I see. But it's a great trip, I
uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Carol Lane, Women's Travel Director for the Shell Oil Company. Now this word from Kohler of Kohler.
There are no statistics on it, but looking at new homes during the weekend has to be one of the most popular family pastimes. It's the most pleasant way to spend a few hours, whether you're planning to enjoy living in a new home of your own or just like to window shop in the grand manner. There never was a better time for looking. Homes are better than ever. Their workmanship, their conveniences, their pleasures give you a glimpse of the future. Visit a model home in your community today. At Home of Hugh Downs has been brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, who bring you the bold look for 67. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Is your honey all churned up about some other honey? Well, don't worry about it. As long as it's Lakeshore churned honey, if competition is burning, it's because Lakeshore is churning. Churning a pure, natural honey you can spread with a knife. Try it for breakfast, or mix with peanut butter for school lunches, or eat it plain for instant energy. That's Lakeshore churned honey. Looks like a light peanut butter, but it's pure, natural honey in spread form. Remember the name, Lakeshore churned honey. A honey of a buy at your local food store. Know how Schaefer got to be the best-selling beer in the East? By being the best-tasting beer in the East. By brewing a beer with pleasure that never fades, never leaves you flat. A beer that tastes consistently bright, consistently rewarding. So try Schaefer beer yourself. You'll find your last cold glass is every bit as good as your first.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Sixteen minutes before the hour. On monitor, that thoroughly modern Millie, Julie Andrews.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to wrath and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's all in fun and adorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality. Everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality. It's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
Concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Azusa!
Now,
this by Steve Lawrence.
Count each day when I go, then before you know, time will fly before your eyes and you will never realize I'm gone. Though we two have to part, I leave you my heart. Keep it close beside your own and you will never be alone, sweetheart. Sweet Maria, don't you cry. I can see tears in your eyes. So while we say goodbye, smile, Maria, don't you cry. Let me keep a memory of a wing, faster than you think. Round and round the clock keeps turning, you know that my heart is burning too. Sweet Maria, don't be blue. I'll return again to you. Love like ours can never die. Smile for me, Maria, don't you cry. Smile for me, Maria, don't you cry. Smile for me.
My name Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, with the message from the bell system. Unaccustomed as I am to speak in the public, they asked me to tell you out in Radioland to call up long distance the places you want to stay, to call for reservations so you don't drive all night long looking for a room. Some places will even call the next stop for you. Whichever way, as the sun sinks slowly in the north, you sink happily into bed because you called ahead. So good night and good sinking.
There's a new book entitled Wolves, Widows, and Orphans, which is an expose of the ways and wiles of con men of all types. The author is Dan Tyler Moore, who took as his theme, Let the Sucker Beware. Mr. Moore comes by his knowledge of swindlers honestly. During World War II, he headed the OSS spy-catching apparatus in Cairo. At the time I interviewed Mr. Moore, I had a bad cold. I throw that in for what it's worth. Anyway, I first asked him, what's the principal characteristic of a con man?
It's absolutely unbelievable charm. Very often, his main trick is to just bring his victim in under this heavy artillery of his charm and then shoot him right down. And I remember once there was an old lady out in Cleveland that got cheated by buying $30,000 worth of worthless cemetery lots. And I called the con man that sold them to her and said, unless you're in here tomorrow morning with your $30,000 to swap her back, I'm going to drop everything else in the office and put you in jail.
By the way, what office was that?
This is this Division of Securities. That's the Blue Sky Commission of Ohio.
I see.
And so he said, well, I'll be there. And so he was there the next morning. So was the old lady. And I had a guard from the bank to escort her back with her money. And we made the switch legally with great formality. And they all left. And about 3 minutes later, the bank guard came back. And I said, well, I thought you were escorting the old lady to the bank. And he said, well, it wasn't necessary because he resold her the cemetery lots on the way down in the elevator.
Oh, boy. And do you know what next question I had in mind? I was going to say, since the old lady was so easily taken, I was going to say, do you suppose she ever got taken again? And here she got taken even in the elevator.
Yeah.
Do you know any other funny frauds?
Well, that's hard to say. There was a man down in Texas who was a very wealthy man to start with, who'd sort of lucked into a fortune in oil. And he had a wonderful sort of a backside front trick that he worked on a bunch of doctors. But anyway, this man, what he did, everybody else, when they drill for oil, looked for a field where they think there's going to be oil. He did the reverse of that. He looked around for a field where he knew there couldn't possibly be oil scientifically. Then he would go around and sell 100 interests in the cost of the field plus the cost of drilling it. Only he would sell these 100 interests each to five people. In other words, he sold the whole operation
five
different times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would invite everybody out to see the oil well not come in. And he'd say, well, gee, that's a tough situation. You've got to risk money to make it. And time after time, he did this. But the thing that happened finally was that to his enormous horror, he finally struck oil. And, of course, having to pay the whole income from a gusher out five times every day busted him in about 3 days.
You know, they say that that once happened on Broadway with a Broadway show. There was a man who used to sell a show five times, and he'd actually open it and would be
really?
A big failure, and he wouldn't have to pay anybody. And one of them became a hit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah, and, of course, he no longer lives here. Well, let's not forget the name of the book, which is Wolves, Widows, and Orphans. And these delightful stories of stealing that Mr. Moore has been telling us are amplified. Not the same stories. The book is full of great stuff. You, too, can learn to be very wealthy if you're careful. You'll end up in jail, of course, but you will have had a wonderful time for a while, and you will have read a fine book, Wolves, Widows, and Orphans. Dan Tyler Moore, thank you very much.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor 7, 10, or 12 horsepower anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your Cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. From A Man and a Woman, new by Percy Faith. H. Morgan for Monitor. And may we remind you to...
Keep to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature, 50 degrees. Tonight, fair and cool, the lowest in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy and mild, with a chance of rain developing late in the day.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier Air Condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now, call your Carrier dealer, dial his phone, make it ring, get the best in king-size cooling comfort, Carrier Air Conditioning.
Was your store, office, or factory air conditioner really up to capacity last year? Now is the time to have a qualified Carrier dealer inspect it and make recommendations. Call Air Comfort Corporation, CL27267, for a free survey and estimate. That's Air Comfort Corporation. The telephone number, CL27267.
Lee Leonard's listeners keep in tune by following the sound of his voice, afternoons at 1, on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Now stay tuned for Monitor News. The correct WNBC time is now 4 o'clock.